From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and it's crunch time for the presidential candidates. Less than 2 months to go before the first votes are cast. We've been hearing about some of the candidates' earlier crunch times, critical moments in their careers that reveal something about who they are. And today, we'll hear about Republican Mitt Romney. When he was governor of Massachusetts, Romney pioneered a plan to provide health insurance for all residents. In the process, Romney showcased some of the skills that made him a successful management consultant and venture capitalist. His approach also sealed his reputation with some critics as a showboater with little taste for political give and take. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
One of the most famous stories from Mitt Romney's successful business career concerns his decision to invest in a startup office supply company called Staples. Romney's investment firm was initially skeptical of the office superstore idea. Staples founder Tom Stemberg says a quick survey by Romney's team had suggested business customers didn't spend as much money on pens and paper as Staples would need to succeed.
I says, guys, go count up the invoices. Lo and behold, about a week later, they call me back in, and Mitt had made these guys go into the offices of these small law firm and accounting firms and literally go through their files, adding up the invoices with an adding machine of what these people were spending. As a result, Mitt invested in the business when many others didn't, and it turned out to be very good for all of us.
Romney likes to get the facts, Stemberg says, and it didn't hurt that he's an incredibly cheap guy who could appreciate the value of a discount paperclip. Years later, when Romney became governor of Massachusetts, Stemberg served on his transition team and suggested his old friend take a look at the problem of the uninsured.
I said, there's two things you got to fix, Mitt, a Logan Airport and our healthcare system.
Romney dove in and developed a healthcare plan, using the same kind of thoughtful analysis that made him a multimillionaire and led one magazine to nickname Romney Mr. PowerPoint. MIT economist John Gruber, who advised Romney and his team, came away convinced that government needs more management consultants with the skills to dissect a problem and propose solutions, much as they do in the business world.
I was incredibly impressed. I went into that meeting and came out as a Democratic voter scared about the prospect of him as a Republican candidate. I mean, he's brilliant. He clearly had a grasp of the issues. He's incredibly personable and powerful. And I just came away totally impressed.
One of the key insights in Massachusetts was that the uninsured population is really three distinct groups, each with its own set of needs. Some of the uninsured need a subsidy in order to afford health insurance. Some qualify for existing government insurance, but need a simpler application process. And a third group could pay the premiums on their own, but need a push to do so. Romney developed a plan to address each of these groups, but only after a good deal of spirited debate. Tim Murphy, his former Health and Human Services Secretary, says Romney wasn't afraid to hear dissenting views.
I don't mind saying that, you know, there are times when I'd come across a table at the governor and say, I don't think you're thinking about it right. And he's open to that. He's had a 30-plus year career of smart people around the table who've got views. And he's a gentleman of such mind clock speed that he can digest it all and makes the right decision a lot of the times.
But once Romney had made his decision on health care, he seemed to have little interest in the political horse trading needed to get that plan through the state's Democratic legislature.
Mitt Romney would rather reach for the headline than reach across the aisle to Democrats.
Massachusetts House Speaker Salvatore DeMasi says Romney didn't seem to understand that, unlike a CEO, a governor can't simply issue orders from the corner office. Their biggest battle was over what role employers should play in the health care plan. DeMasi wanted a payroll tax on employers who didn't provide health insurance. Romney believed that was unnecessary. By early 2006, the plan was in danger of bogging down. That's when Romney decided to make house calls. Here's Health Secretary Murphy.
I remember it was very vividly. My wife and I were walking in Downtown Crossing in Boston in kind of late January in a very cold day. And my BlackBerry goes off, and it was from the governor's personal account. And he said, we need to get this thing moving. The next morning, the governor took a ride in his car and went over and knocked on the door. And the Senate president was home. I think the speaker was probably out. But he taped the letter to the door. And it was a personal correspondence that just said, we have a really unique opportunity here. Let's not lose it.
Speaker DeMasi dismissed the visit as a publicity stunt, saying Romney rarely bothered to work with legislative leaders.
It's curious that he would take credit for actually going on a Sunday when we're here every single day and our offices are only right down the hall.
The letter on the door may not have been the breakthrough, but eventually the House and Senate agreed to a plan that generally followed Romney's proposal. The payroll tax on employers that didn't provide health insurance was whittled down to a token fee of $295 per worker. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy joined Romney for a highly choreographed signing ceremony at Boston's Faneuil Hall, recorded by WBUR Radio. Romney had come a long way since being outclassed in a debate by Kennedy during a Senate race 12 years earlier.
Of course, the last time I was on this stage with Senator Kennedy, this for me feels a bit like the Titanic returning to visit the iceberg.
But the bipartisan goodwill was only skin deep. Romney had quietly vetoed the $295 fee on Massachusetts employers. It was a purely symbolic gesture. His veto was easily overridden. But it was the beginning of Romney's effort to distance himself from the very health care plan he'd pioneered. That gap only widened as Romney began to court conservative primary voters in the presidential race. On the campaign trail, Romney offers a national health care prescription that leaves out one of the central features of the Massachusetts plan, a requirement for individuals to buy health insurance. When Hillary Clinton proposed a plan that includes that requirement, Romney attacked it. MIT's Gruber says Romney has turned his back on his own admirable record.
To be honest, this was his signature achievement, and he's essentially walked away from it on the campaign trail, not just not mentioning it, but essentially, you know, disowning it.
So far, the Massachusetts plan appears to be working well, although some of the mandates don't take effect until next year. About 200,000 more people now have health insurance in the state, and individual premiums have fallen. That's a victory for Mitt Romney, the pragmatic problem solver. But for the reinvented Romney, primary politician, it's nothing to brag about. Scott Horsley, NPR News.